paragraph Yud Beis, Rabbeinu Zal said, those people who want to be religious and they want to come close to Hashem and they have all kinds of confusion and doubts and obstacles and they don't know what to do sometimes because they're so confused and they see all of these obstacles in front of them and whatever they try to do, any mitzvah they try to do is so difficult. Rabbeinu Zal says the struggle that's involved, the struggle and the effort that's involved to perform any type of mitzvah or to purify oneself in any way, even if the person does not succeed completely in what they're trying to accomplish, the effort that they put into it and the struggle is like bringing sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. As great a deed as it was to bring a $2,000 ox in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem registers the effort and the struggle that the person puts into doing a mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Zal says this is what's referred to in Tehillim chapter 44, where the pasuk says, "Ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim." Hashem, for you, we kill ourselves for you all day. Nechshavnu katzoin tivcha. We were considered like slaughtered sheep. And the Tikkuni Zohar says in this, in chapter 59, that one aspect of this relates to tefillah, to prayer. That tefillah is also like korbanos, meaning that when a person wants to speak to Hashem properly, they're trying to really put their heart into it, effort, and they're going through all kinds of confusion. Rabbeinu Zal says in one place that the word tehillah, tuf hei lamed hei, means prayer. The word tohola, which is spelled exactly the same way, means confusion. And Rabbeinu Zal says the time when a person experiences the greatest confusion is when they're trying to daven. That's when the Tzahara bombards their brain with every other kind of thought. From 100 years ago and from 5 minutes ago, everything in the world comes into his mind at the time that he's trying to daven. And the person struggles to stay focused, to concentrate. And even if the person does not succeed in davening really properly, still, the effort that he puts into it, that he tries so hard to do it, that itself is considered like bringing sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. And so too regarding all other types of serving Hashem. Person is trying to purify himself, even if he doesn't succeed, still, all the effort, the struggles that he goes through, because of the fact that he wants so much to purify himself and he can't seem to succeed, all of this is considered like sacrifices. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, we need to do our part. We need to put in the effort to do the best we can, as much as we can. As the pasuk says, "Kol asher timtza biyadcha la'asos, aseh." Whatever is within your power to do, do it. No matter how difficult it is, and even if it looks like Hashem is rejecting you, even if it looks like they're not allowing me to come close to Hashem, still, we need to do our part, and Hashem will do what He wants. Period. My thing is to keep pumping iron, to keep putting in the effort, no matter how much, again and again, to keep coming back again to try.